Hi, and welcome to a new shortcast episode of the ITB Travel Hero podcast. My name is Theresa Baumgarten. I'm marketing manager at ITB Berlin, and I'm happy to welcome David Roland, head of brand partnership DACH from TikTok with me today.
Hello, happy to be here.
We have 5 minutes, so let's cut to the chase directly. First question for you, David. Who in the tourism industry should definitely use TikTok as a marketing tool?
The short answer is everyone, of course. No, but in all seriousness, no matter if you are a single travel agency, a global travel brand, a tourist board, an airline, or even a hotel in a rather unknown destination, your business is to inspire and attract potential customers. And that is what TikTok is all about. We think TikTok has great potential across the industry, as it is the most natural platform for inspiration and discovery. And as we grew so fast in the last years, also our user base grew to more than now 150 million in Europe. And the demographics show that TikTok is a place for discovery for every age. And just as an example, under the hashtag travel, there are at TikTok almost 140 billion views. Or even hashtag travel inspiration has more than 260 million. So the topic is absolutely one of the largest and fastest growing categories on TikTok. And it is, of course, a journey. And some brands started earlier than others, but we are still in the early days. And there are opportunities for all players on the tourism and travel market to succeed with their marketing, media, or communication goals.
Wow, that's some pretty impressive numbers you shared there. And now it's no secret that TikTok is obviously a fun platform, right?
Yeah.
But it seems that there's a lot of untapped potential, especially for many tourism brands that kind of seem to hesitate because they might see the efforts of creating content for TikTok. Are the hurdles for B2B companies to use TikTok really that high?
Well, you're right. There are these kind of considerations. But what is important to understand is that TikTok is not a one-way street for advertising or just showing up. It is actually a platform to combine passion and inspiration. And it's a new chance for brands, also on the B2B part, to interact in a absolutely new way with consumers. And also to learn, and that's what we mean with two-way street, to learn from it about their wishes, their demands, and how the brand is seen in the eyes of consumers. And yes, of course, it's a new way. Brands need to lean into the platform and the community, and being open to experimenting with something new. And because it's really about creating new ways of interacting with them. And it's also about being brave and in a certain way unconventional, because what we think is realness is the new currency. And glossy, for instance, glossy TVCs are not working at TikTok. But the good news is it doesn't have to be glossy. So the first step can be as easy as just taking out your phone and filming whatever travel services you offer in an authentic and creative way. And the structure of TikTok and its community allow brands to show up like people instead of theoretical business concepts. And that also means you are doing things right if what you are doing is not perfect, but rather personable and reachable for the users. And as I said, it's about being real and show some aspects which are interesting, such as it could be behind the scenes or exciting facts about travel destinations, ways how hotels are rated or how the flight plan is built, just some examples. And what you need is, of course, brands need to be, as I said, personal. They need to be authentic and entertain their audience so that they are able to capture the attention of users. And creativity can increase the entertainment value.
Sounds decent, actually. Sounds doable. Let's stay with the examples. Who's ahead of the game in the industry? Can you maybe share three best cases of travel brands who actually use TikTok just right?
Of course. But as already mentioned, I think it is a journey. And as said, some are farther than others. But we are absolutely in the early days in general. And we are very much, of course, looking forward to many more brands, hopefully exploring the power of TikTok. But to the examples from FTE and their tour through Lufthansa Group to tourist boards from our regions like DZT or Switzerland Tourism, there are many great examples already. But let's maybe take three different approaches. First example, Deutsche Bahn. Deutsche Bahn strongly leans into the community, playing on trends, actually showing a really great sense of humor and explaining their business while doing so. They started the interaction with customers in a very authentic and entertaining way. And for me, personally, that's one of the biggest positive surprises based on their appearances on other channels, for instance. FTE inspires the community with destinations, holiday activities, and travel trends. And that's the important part, presented by putting their great team in front of the camera too. And this is another great angle. Give your passionate experts a voice to explore and elaborate on your offerings, on your products, on your services, on your secret hideaways and secret tips. And finally, Vueling, the Spanish airline, they experiment a lot with our media solutions to not only inspire, but start moving towards engagement and really booking consideration. So for instance, story selection ads, which is one of our products, to be very specific, is used to push people down the funnel by using engagement techniques via our ad solutions.
Sounds good. Thanks for sharing those great examples. We will hear more about this at this year's ITB Berlin convention. Can't wait. I'll definitely be there. Time is already up, unfortunately, but we'll definitely continue the conversation at ITB. Let me end our short interview by saying thank you, David, for sharing these valuable insights with us. And see you at ITB Berlin.
100%. Thank you so much. And we are excited to be then at the ITB.